Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley. I'm the author of the Encyclopedia of Magic and Alchemy and many other books on the paranormal. You're listening to 21st Century Radio with Dr. Bob Hieronymus.
Welcome back to 21st Century Radio. I just wanted to relate to you that Dr. Zahara has just completed her second book. She's looking at the blue line right now, and she's been tied up for 3 years on this one. Sanctuary of the Divine Presence. Oh, an extraordinary piece of work. You get a chance to talk with her next week. Is she going to be? No, I'll be on next week, but she'll be on the week after that. Well, it's time to put some circles on your calendar, friends, and we're joined in the last half hour by my old friend Rebecca Hofberger, founder of the American Visionary Arts Museum, to tell us why. The AVAM, or the American Visionary Arts Museum, has a new mega exhibition opening later this week, and Rebecca's going to invite you all to a special preview party this Thursday, October the 6th, from 7 to 10 p.m. What is visionary art? Well, it's not the same thing as folk art. I'll tell you that right now. Here's the definition from AVAM's website. Quote, visionary art, as defined for purposes of the American Visionary Art Museum, refers to art produced by self-taught individuals, usually without formal training, whose works arise from an innate personal vision that revels, foremost in the creative act itself. In short, visionary art begins by listening to the inner voices of the soul and often may not even be thought of as art by its creator. And each year, AVAM chooses a curator and a theme and build a year-long extravagant exhibit. We have been highlighting them for years on 21st Century Radio, including a review of Life, Liberty, and Pursuit of Happiness show, the Marriage of Art, Science, and Philosophy, and All Faiths Beautiful, etc., etc. And this year's extravaganza is called All Things Round, Galaxies, Eyeballs, and Karma, and was co-curated by Mary Ellen Dolly Velo. Gosh, I hope I pronounced that right. V-E-H-L-O-W. Award-winning graphic designer and founder sponsor of Washington, D.C.'s H Street Festival, together with our guest this evening, museum founder and director Rebecca Hofberger. Welcome back to 21st Century Radio, Rebecca.
Oh, thank you, Bob, and congratulations to Zoe on completing another incredible book.
Well, 3 years of your life is a long time. I'm working on four books right now for the last 2.5 years, and maybe in about 2014, I'll be done. I'll be free then. When you say all things round, do you really mean all things?
Well, the show is really inspired by, I was thinking at the atomic level, at the smallest level of the material world, it's all electrons running around a central nucleus. And at the macro level, it's planets all spinning around a central sun. Everything is in motion all the time. And whether it's whirling dervishes or, you know, mandala drawing or circle dances, you know, the fact we're standing here or speaking to one another, everyone is listening as this earth ball spins at over 1,000 miles an hour. Yet because that's the norm, we don't feel it. And yet if we just spin ourselves a little bit, we could fall, you know, dizzy down into the grass. It's really interesting. You know, it goes down to the mundane. There's some anonymous guy who said, wherever you go, my friend, whatever be thy goal, keep your eye on the donut and not on the hole.
That's right. I remember that one. Hey, this is this wholly original art exhibition features the exuberant works of 70-plus inspired intuitive artists. Tell us about some of them.
Well, I'd like to say that, you know, in this whole contemplation of the circular nature of existence, both in the energetic movement as well as in the form. Think of it how whether we're going to be born a toad or a giraffe or a human being, we all begin life with a circle waiting for some fast swimmer to ignite the information in the center of that first circle, the cell, the egg cell. And this show looks also, we're coming up into 2012, and it looks very seriously, and I think it's the only museum in the world really looking at the notion of cyclical time as computed by the Mayans and many other people. Because what's interesting is, you know, whether it's the Hindus who have these great cycles that get repeated, or the Norse, or the Aboriginals from Australia, many, many cultures, including the ancient Greeks, held that there had been four or five, it depends, but it's always very close, past ages, and that the first one was always the golden, the best, the most heavenly, and that right now we're in the one that sucks the most, you know.
How could you possibly say that?
Huh?
How could you possibly say
that? Yeah, but it's interesting because several of our artists are Huichol Indians, and the Huichols keep very much many of the Mayan tradition. And then we have another artist who's Lakota, Native American. And, there's just this rich dialogue. We also have art, what are called OOP art, and it's controversial art. You can look it up, and there's some wonderful lectures by a man named Klaus Dana, who I think has even been on your show. And it's OOP art means out-of-place objects. And these are objects that have what look like sometimes, not all of them, but some of them look like they have UFOs on them or rocket ships, and they date way, way, way before the Mayans. So it's very interesting, to have these things that call into question our notions of time being this nice linear progression. And I think it doesn't preach. It just poses great questions.
There are serious problems with linear history, isn't mm-hmm. aren't there?
I think so.
Oh,
I
yes.
Think so. And I think a lot of other people physicists, et cetera, I think the kind of the mystics and the physicists are hooking up mm-hmm. because they're seeing things, just for another grand circle with the CERN, the collider. It's very interesting now they're saying that there is something faster than the speed of light, that neutrinos travel faster than the speed of light. And that's just like hot off the press. So some yeah. people are saying, oh, we don't know whether the measurements were right, et cetera. But, it's a very exciting time to be alive. And, we're coming up on the Year of the Dragon, and we're going to have a huge conference on January 22nd, that's a Sunday, with a lot of First Peoples. Our Tibetan monks will be in place, our Huichol Indians will be up, our Native American will be there, and yet their voices will come first, the prophecies that they have been holding. This year, 2011, we hit 7 billion people. So there are many strains on the earth. And then we're having the first people's prophecies come first. And then after that will be very credible scientists like Sandra Steingraber, who wrote Living Downstream. And I'm really excited about that juxtaposition of the scientists speaking with the people who have lived so closely and carried on traditions in their own respective peoples about the care of the earth. Because, frankly, the vision of how critical and how delicate that balance is echoed both by the scientists and the First Peoples.
Indeed, and has been for a long time, as you know, mm-hmm. Rebecca.
Yes.
And it's been, unfortunately, sometimes our media hasn't done a very good job at bringing out some of these very important aspects of how we have many talk show hosts on the station who don't believe that global warming even exists.
You know what I love about that, though? This is so interesting. Probably no state in the United States has been kicked more in the bottom than has Texas. I mean, the drought is not just a colossal drought. It's a 500-year drought that they were hit with. And yet many of the representatives are the ones that run around and say there's no such thing as global warming.
I know.
If you live in Austin, and which is a very green part of Texas, and you see trees that have been there for 100 years that aren't making it no matter what, it's very interesting.
But they don't, when they think about the kinds of things that they're doing in Texas, because, Texas is not one of those states in which the environment is highly regarded from the perspective of being sacred. It's oil, it's something to be used and taken. And I'm just amazed that many of these questions aren't brought up by the media concerning this to Perry or others, because it's obvious that his state is in a one big mess, and it's not just the environment, but the lack of health care, the lack of so many things, et cetera. But that's never discussed, and it's probably not discussed at all on Fox television or Fox radio. But
except for if it's The Simpsons or something. God bless the Simpsons. They're the truth bearers. Well, remember in their last show, What Makes Us Smile, which was our biggest show in our history, where we collaborated with Matt Groening, what was interesting was knowing that indeed, you know, what Oscar Wilde said, if you're going to tell people the truth, make them laugh, or else they'll kill you.
Thank you. That's right. All right. Now back to the show, though, all things in regards to roundness. As you know, I'm well aware of, the round, the circular has been the symbolic of all that exists, etc. So no wonder, as above, so below, that through the atom or whatever. But by the way, you know, as you mentioned earlier, the news of there's been neutrinos faster than light. We have done shows with many physicists on 21st Century Radio that we're talking about much more faster than the speed of light. And it's just amazing, again, how long it takes this to get through the media and acceptance by the status quo in the various sciences.
You know what? I think when we talk about these grand cycles, and we look at these Oobart objects that are so beautifully crafted, that are so very old, we're talking about, you know, 6, 8, 10,000 years old, you know, you realize how much knowledge has been lost even within the last 100 years. There's been tremendous gains in areas, but then there have also been just basic wisdom in medicine, that of things that worked quite well that have only been reinvented. I happen to have known Sir Maxwell Bentley, who was the father of hydroponic, you know, and just this brilliant kind of person. And he was saying that when he was growing up, so this would have been, I guess, 90 years ago, because he's been dead some time, or maybe 90 to 100 years ago, that that there was an herb that the girls in England that grew along the railroad track, that when they were late on their period, that they could just make a tea of and drink, and it would cause the period to come on, so that their, whether they chose to have a child or not, was just totally something that was their business. And it was done before, you know, truly the earliest early in the time, and it was you know, safe on their body, etc. But where's that herb? You know, where is that herb and where is that knowledge? So I think, you know, you know, just whether it's a certain kind of blue in the stained glass windows in Chartres that they've kept, figure out how they made that blue at that time to this day, or looking at Chichen Itza, we have a huge picture of the Mayan-built Chichen Itza, and to this day, right on the equinoxes, spring and fall, the beautiful light descends the steps looking like a serpent. And then there's a sculpture of a serpent's head at the bottom of Chichen Itza. And the light comes down the stairs like a diamondback and meets up with that head perfectly. Perfect. So can you imagine having the ability to, all those years ago, to be able to build something that's a solar interactive sculpture? We don't see anything with all of our hypercomputers and whatever in our architecture that can be anywhere near that precise and grand. So it's something has been lost and something's been gained too.
Well, you're always very positive. Yes, a lot of things have been lost. And as a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, we had a book dealing with ayahuasca. As you're well aware of the studies that have done in that research, and how many of healing elements there are within the rainforest that we're destroying, which is more than unfortunate. It's pure death from that standpoint. We need to take a break. Our guest is Rebecca Hofberger, founder of American Visionary Arts Museum, on all things round, galaxies, eyeballs, and karma. Now, there's a lot of roundness and karma, all right. AVAM's 17th annual mega exhibition opens on Friday, October the 7th.
This is Renee Brooks Katakalos, publisher and editor of Edible Chesapeake, and you're listening to 21st Century Radio with Dr. Bob Hieronymus.
Next week, friends, is perhaps one of the most important shows that we've done in the last quarter of a century. You know, you have a certain element within this country that look at the Statue of Liberty and call her the cosmic whore. Do you know that? Do you know many Christian fundamentalists say that? Do you know why they say that? They are trying to tell us that this is a Christian nation. That's not true. Never has been true. The First Amendment to the Constitution. Republicans used to believe in the Constitution. And the Constitution says freedom of religious thought is key to our survival. Next week, you're going to have your eyes opened by some strange things that have been going on for 40, 50 years that I've been researching. It's amazing. Rebecca, are you aware of that?
Yes, I am. But you know what? It's like, if you put so much energy into listening, you know, I just recently said something I really believe. I don't care what people think, but I care deeply what they understand. So I try to just make all my actions at trying to forge understanding between people and forget about, you know, the stuff that how fickle people can be about what they fear and what they embrace.
Well, I can understand that philosophy, except these people are now pushing into law that this is a Christian nation. And you know what how that's going to feel for Jews or anybody else?
Well, it's certainly a counter to what, you know, we know that Ben Franklin was the first in line to give money for a mosque as well as a synagogue.
Yeah, but they hate Ben Franklin.
Well.
They don't like Ben Franklin. They don't like Thomas Jefferson. They don't like George Washington. Things have really changed. And most Americans, I don't think you can keep your eyes closed to what's about ready to happen, because there is a big push right now to make this a Christian nation. And obviously, I think the founding fathers of this country, even though many of them were Christians, did not set this up as a Christian nation. Okay.
Well, I think it also begs the question whether, if indeed the real living kind of Jesus did walk this world, whether he would consider them very Christian either.
Well, I agree with you. Jesus' unconditional love was the key to Jesus.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's no longer believed. We have listeners who will call and tell you that the next Jesus that comes in is going to have a machine gun, and anyone who gets in the way is going to finally be dealt with. Well, very strange out there. Well, let's get back to it. Well, we need to talk more about the AVAM 17th annual mega exhibition. This is mega, 70 different artists. Can you tell us just about a couple of pieces?
Oh, well, yes. You can get out there right now and look up Rolling Through the Bay. A man who works in his day job as a produce manager has had millions of hits for something he began in the fourth grade that is now 9 feet tall, 8 feet long, and it is called Rolling Through the Bay, and it's his tribute to his city of San Francisco. He lives a little north from there, very modestly, and yet it looks like lace. It's over 100,000 matchsticks. He's as kind a person as you can imagine, a master juggler, et cetera. And if he can drop ping pong balls in it in 11 different DNA-like tracks, go through his entire huge 9-foot tall, you know, 8-foot wide, 30 inches deep lacy toothpick sculpture, but it's on you know, whatever that people can look up on the web. Scott Weaver's Rolling Through the Bay, and that's kind of a miracle that he trusted us with that piece. And then Greg Mort, who is a very hyper-realistic self-taught artist who lives in Maryland, has his own, he's an astronomer, and he remembers as a little boy hearing Yuri Gagarin, the Russian cosmonaut, was the first person to see the Earth from above. And he said, the Earth is a blue ball. And since then, he's been doing these very beautiful cosmic paintings. And then we have work by Candy Cummings, another Marylander, whose dad had the biggest warehouse for the East Coast back in the 50s for TV parts. And then TV stopped having those big, you know, tubes, glass tubes of all size. And she has been battling cancer, and she's made amazing contraptions out of these, glass TV tubes and inner parts. And there's just so much. It's actually now approximately 80 artists.
Oh, 80?
Yeah, and we have a thing, you know, if you take two circles and you intersect them at the midpoint, what's in the middle is called the Vesica Piscis, mm-hmm. and or the divine feminine symbol that's almost universal. And we have a young woman named Stephanie Lucas, who's never been to America, who's a shop girl, who became a deep trance kind of, almost medium, who does the most complex work that's just enchanting. And we're the first people to ever show her. And as kind and as innocent a young woman, you couldn't plan to meet. So it's a wide range of men and women and Native Americans, and also the most famous of visionary artists from Europe, Adolf Wolfley, whose mandala-like works were collected by Carl Jung. And indeed, the Carl Jung Society and my friend Sanu Shamdasani, who edited Jung's private works and paintings from the earliest part of his life that were never released to the public until just about 2 years ago when the Red Book came out as a sensation. And he's involved with us in the show. And then there's just Father Simpson, you know, the whirligig maker, who's now 92. We have this huge bicycle man inside. There's just this joy for everything from soap bubbles to local Sean Theron's Sog drawings that were inspired when his beloved grandmother died. And, he was a waiter working upstairs, and he has sold now almost $500,000 worth of his work in this last 10 years, but he also gives away when he thinks somebody just needs it and may not have the money. So it's a very different value system. And in a way, I just think that love does run out. You know, there's all this stuff that I don't think makes them happy either when they say such ugly things, you know, like you were saying about the Statue of Liberty, being a whore or whatever. And I think that there will more and more be a shift to just better values for everybody, less judgmental, more wanting just the basics of life to be better. And I think that's what the shift to 2012 could be about.
Well, I think that's exactly what it is about, mm-hmm. as we move into higher levels of awareness. But obviously, as you finish up the Kali Yuga, you've got a lot of things you got to clean up from that standpoint. All Things Round preview party is Thursday, October the 6th, from 7 to 10 p.m.
And $20, though. So yes. I don't want them to coming if you're not a member. It's free to all members.
Right.
But if not, if you want to come, it's $20 at the door.
Tickets available through MissionTix, TIX.com. As a matter of fact, then there's the 7th is the opening. Is that right?
Yes, and that's our normal opening to everybody. It happens to be Yom Kippur, but it will open this Friday to the public, and it will be up for the next 11 months. And, I hope that people will come. And at our conference, we're going to have the best movie ever made on crop circles as well.
Oh, great. That's wonderful.
Suzanne Taylor. I don't know if you've interviewed her yet.
Yes. Yes, we have.
Oh, good.
October the 7th, 2011, and runs through September the 2nd, 2012. Thank you very much for joining us, Rebecca, founder of American Visionary Art Museum. on all things round, galaxies, eyeballs, and karma. AVAM's 17th annual mega exhibition opens Friday, October the 7th. All around the world, you gotta spread the word. Tell them what you heard. We're gonna make a better day. And all around the world. Breaking news now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Baltimore, and WCBM.com. Fox News Radio, I'm Bill Vitka.